Welcome back to the Espresso Boys podcast. My name is Brandon Thomas Dahl-Holly, your dad boy Espresso Boy.
And I'm Caleb Tickler, your cute boy Espresso Boy.
And this week, guess what we're doing, folks? We're going off the cuff. So it's been a couple weeks since we've actually recorded an episode.
It's been 8. I think we missed 1 week.
Just one?
It's pretty good. We got something exciting that happened, though.
Yeah, we did.
If you go to
www.theexpressoboy.com/people/no.
We fixed it. Shouts out Victoria Tegler, my sister. Also, if you need to
stay in LA.
Anywhere in LA, no Long Beach, they'd love to have you there for free.
No problem.
Don't worry about it. No questions asked.
No problem at all.
They'll sleep anywhere else. You can have their apartment for however long. She hooked us up. She was like, she texted me and said, you guys should look into getting the domain The Espresso Boys at the or www.theexpressoboys.com. And I was like, sick, I'll look into it. And then she was like, I have the day off, I'll do it for you.
Why not?
So she was like, what's your email? I text her email, and she's an hour later, she was like, done. And so I go on Google and I do https://:// www.theexpressoboys.com. Enter on my computer, on my keyboard.
Yeah.
Boom, takes us right to our Redbubble page.
So basically, what's the easiest way for people to get to our Redbubble page?
Redbubble.com/people.
No. What's the easiest?
You go to theexpressoboys.com.
That's it.
And here's the beautiful thing.
That's it.
Is right now it's linked to our Redbubble. But we can, we'll change that whenever because we got stuff.
Oh, we're always working hard. We got some plans.
So that won't always be to our Redbubble, but
right now we know. Through and through, theexpressoboys.com is what's going to get you to Redbubble, where you can buy some merchandise. I will tell you this much. Caleb, you've seen the Espresso Boys pillow?
Yeah. Not in person. You have it. I saw that you ordered one. Oh, guys, we're doing this live. He's running up right now to find it. And I'm going to give you a full review in terms of quality, in terms of appearance, in terms of the image quality. All right, he has it hidden behind his back. I see the pink poking through. Whew. Ladies and gentlemen.
Is that not a sight?
We got him.
Sore eyes.
Get in your mic. It's a beautiful, okay. You guys, we all know and love the Espresso Boys LaCroix collab that happened last year. You may remember it was.
Unintentionally.
It was legendary.
It happened.
Yeah.
My goodness. I love this so much.
Can I touch it?
Yeah, you can touch it. Give it a feel.
Okay, go to theexpressoboys.com. You can get your own Espresso Boys throw pillow.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's amazing. It's great. Steven Menzi has this exact same throw pillow. If you want to be a part of the throw pillow club, go ahead and go to theexpressoboys.com. Invite yourself. I also got the mug.
Yeah.
Which is a nice, sweet touch.
Let me say this. I went into your cafe just to get some coffee or whatever.
Sure.
And I believe it was one of your employees.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should. I don't want to name names. You know.
That's fine.
Anonymous. But he said, oh, you're on the mug.
That's exactly right.
I said, yes, sir.
Sir, yes, sir,
I am. That is me on the mug. So that was very exciting. I'm super famous now.
So anyways, theexpressoboys.com. It's so sweet. It rolls off the tongue.
Ooh.
Rolls off the tongue. You can get all the merchandise over there. And for those of you who have purchased, thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's amazing. We also make next to nothing on it, but I think it's just really cool that people are.
It's a cool option to have.
Yeah, it's just cool. I think it's fun that people will actually spend a little extra coin on their hard-earned coin.
Yeah, so you can set it up. So you can choose how much you mark up so that you can get more or whatever. We put it at the base amount.
Yeah,
we're making next to nothing just because we want to have it available for whoever wants it.
So. It's pretty awesome. Anyways, thank you all.
So if you buy a lot of, if you buy 1,000 shirts, we might make $200.
Yeah. I think that might be accurate. For 1,000 shirts, we might make $200. But anyways, theexpressoboys.com. You can go check it out over there. Caleb, how was your week?
It was a good week. I worked a lot of overtime this week.
Oh, yeah.
Which is cool. Because of
was
some
it cool?
unforeseen
was it cool? Was it cool?
Events due to some people. I may or may not still work with.
Oh, that's tough.
It was fine though. I'm excited for my paycheck.
That's good. Let me ask you this, Caleb. When you're going through that, when someone you may or may not still work with happens to may or may not show up for their shift.
Maybe 3 or 4 days in a row.
Possibly. Is that something that, like, when you... Are you glass half full in that kind of situation?
I'm fine staying later.
Okay.
Because, you know, I like knowing that, like, I'm helping out my coworkers. I feel good about that. And I hope that, you know, if I am able to do that, I hope that they are able to do the same thing for me.
Yeah.
Kind of like with coworkers, it's like, I covered your shift that one time. Maybe you covered me another time. Yeah, so right. You get on their good graces. So that's one reason. Overtime is another reason. But it's more like, it depends on what shift they didn't come into. If it's like a midday shift where they're like just a backbone kind of the whole day, that throws everything off.
Right.
There's nothing you can do about that.
What happens if, like, someone in the bright and early opening? What do you do in that situation?
What happens?
Yeah.
It happened one of the days.
Okay, walk me through that.
So we have 3 openers. Okay. Who get there at 5:15.
Tough.
Yeah, it's tough. And then we have the opening reg person who gets there at 6:30. I was opening reg. So I got there. I showed up. I get there early in the morning because I like to get a cup of coffee.
Sure.
Relax for a second before the day starts. So I got there right around 6.
Okay, nah, my guy. I like that. I like that a lot. Being able to get in there early. I like that.
I like that.
You just said all that.
So I got there early because I was just going to enjoy my morning.
Yeah.
And then they were like, could you clock in right now?
Right this minute.
One person who I may or may not still work with.
Sure.
Didn't show up. And so I was like, no problem. So I clocked in early and then I basically stayed till close.
Dude. And closing is 7 o'clock? What time did you get out of there?
5.
That's 11-hour day, bud.
Yeah, 11-hour day.
Oh, boy.
I got it done, though.
You got it handled.
They said, and I was going to stay to like close, but they're like, if you stay any longer, we're paying you double time and we're not approved for that.
Sure.
So I was like, I'm fine getting double the
money. I'm happy. It's my
pleasure,
really.
I'm more than happy
getting
double the money.
That's no problem at all.
He said, our lead barista said, yeah, you got to go early because otherwise you'll be getting double time. And I said, and that's bad.
We don't like that.
And wait, it's bad to get double the money?
So... Caleb, do you have a topic in particular?
Nothing in particular, but I do have something I would like to say.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
You want me to jump in?
Yeah, go ahead. Jump in.
And this is something I actually, maybe a segment I want to do in the future. So here's a little teaser for it. Maybe it'd be similar to 3 Minutes on Broadway.
Sure.
But
yeah,
it's
like
a movie title I've created.
Okay.
And maybe we could riff off of it for a little bit. As you know, right now it's 2019.
Yeah.
What's coming up? 2020.
2020.
Right? So here's my movie title.
I like it so far.
The Y2K20 bug.
Okay.
I really like it.
Walk me through it.
Keanu Reeves, Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Boom.
Done. The Y2K20 bug.
Remember.
Yeah.
Y2K bug. When all of our computers shut off.
Sure.
They did, all of them.
Every single one.
We all forgot what year it was that year.
You bet. And then what does this one entail? Walk me through it.
Okay, so what if all of our computers, and we don't know.
Sure.
I'm not a computer boy. I'm not the computer boy, espresso boy.
Right. No one
and
is.
And that's a fact.
Yeah, that's a big
I'm
fact.
Not. And so what if the year 2020, the calendars on our computer may not go that high.
That's true.
So what if everything just shuts down?
Okay.
So it's kind of like
basically
it's kind of like what if the Y2K bug actually happened, but now.
Okay.
The Y2K 20 bug.
So,
Keanu Reeves.
I don't want to, like, you know,
Nick Cage.
I don't want to insult your creative intelligence, but it sort of does just sort of sound like you're just taking 20 Y2K, the whole scenario from Y2K, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just sort of tacking on.
All right, here's another movie idea I have, okay? I'm going to call it 9/11/2020.
Okay.
Okay, picture this. Keanu Reeves, Nick Cage.
Yeah, big bet.
They're pilots.
Uh-huh.
And they have funny hats.
I don't know if this is okay. I don't know if this is okay. I don't think it's okay. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Nazi Germany 2020.
Okay.
Keanu Reeves, Nick Cage.
It's just that I don't know if it's okay to say all this. You know what I'm saying?
You seem uncomfortable, Brandon.
Yeah, that might be the case. Okay, so let's just play this out. You got Keanu. You got the Nick Cage.
I love movies.
You got the guys that love movies.
Making movies.
Paint this picture for me, Caleb. 2K20 bug, right?
So
why 2K20
bug? The year 2020 obviously has not happened yet.
Sure.
So we don't know if it's flying cars. We don't know what is going to be like then.
Mind you, it's hard to imagine. Wait, it's 2019 now, so.
Yeah, it's August 11th, 2019.
Yeah. So naturally, we're a couple months cars away. Are going to fly out. For you. Bet.
Elon Musk is working hard. A couple months away from 2020. We don't know if it's going to be flying cars or jetpacks or... Did you see the French thing?
No.
The French hovercraft?
No.
Brandon, it's so funny. The French army has hovercrafts.
Oh, come on. Come on.
You haven't seen this?
No, I haven't seen
it. So maybe, 2020 is coming up.
I'm going to type it in right now. French hovercrafts.
Frenchman... finds hovercraft. I want to live
from 1968.
No.
Different one. French hovercraft. What are we doing here?
Hover.
Banned from flying in France. Okay. Yeah. Because the boy's flying high. It seems like one of those things. You know that the old video where
I got it right here.
Hello. Hello.
Is that not Green Goblin, dude?
Wait.
How would he not just get shot down immediately?
He was holding a rifle?
Yes. Look at him right there.
Oh, my God. What?
Could you imagine having an army of... That's like bumblebees flying.
There's no possible way this dude... The boy did a hovercraft above a ceremony... in which he held a rifle.
You want to know what's funny to me? Is that technology is pretty, like, it's cool. It really is. It looks really cool, and it seems to work really well.
Yeah.
But it's funny that they'd immediately be like, that's what the army needs. Our army needs that.
This is what we're searching for. Why isn't this guy on payroll yet?
Exactly.
No, I don't know about that. I don't know about any of that, honestly.
And they didn't say that the guy was in the army.
He had to have been.
They just said he's the inventor of the hovercraft.
There's no possible way. There is literally no possible way in which the French army let a guy on a hovercraft. Caleb, he was carrying a rifle.
Or he's a Frenchman.
So they're going to let him fly? Who was the guy that was smiling and smirking, nodding his head? I imagine that had to have been some sort of a French official.
Yeah.
This was a big moment for the whatever this parade was, right? So, like, you don't just let that slide by with a guy carrying a rifle.
Also, the guy could be the most, like, decked out in bulletproof gear, but one little shot to that thing.
Sure.
Bro, he's down.
You're done.
That's it.
Gravity still wins in this situation, friend.
You can't put heavy artillery metal, bulletproof metal on that.
Because
it would it'd sink into the water.
No, that's it. So there's no possible... The French army had to have known that this is the technology they have.
Viva la revolution, am I right?
That's exactly right. So I guess basically what I'm getting from this is over the next 4 to 6 months, mark it down right now. What is this? October 10th or August 10th, 2019. You're about to see a lot of weird technology get out or get released. Because there's no way that this was a civilian flying over. There's no.
Think of it this way.
He had a gun in his hand.
Think of it this way. If he's just a civilian. Because, like, he was the inventor.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like they could have just had anybody fly that.
Sure. Okay.
So what I'm saying is I don't think he was in the army. I think he invented this. And then I think the army was like, oh, wow, we need that. And he's like, I'm the only one that knows how to fly it.
So you're in your world, Caleb. You're
Keanu Reeves, Nick Cage.
Right. Okay. So far, so good. In your movie world, maybe. But in real world.
Yeah.
You're telling me that the French army during this parade.
Yeah.
Was it known that this guy was going to fly? Was this part of the plan?
Okay.
But so let me just take a step back here. I'm assuming that there was a unknown person flying a hovercraft with a rifle in his hand.
Not unknown. The army brought
so
him
they
there.
They said that this was like you're in.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair.
I think he was a civilian that the army was like, okay, we want to use your technology.
That's the difference, because my concern is that the French army is just letting civilians control the airspace by hanging onto a rifle without them knowing about it.
Also, I have not found one of those videos with audio from that actual, like, it's always like newscasters or whatever, but I would bet a lot of money that that thing is loud.
Okay, do you want to, can we play a game called,
like, have you heard a plane?
Can we play a game called microphone inside the helmet?
Yeah.
For a second? All right, here's how I would picture it going. This is the guy. This is the guy inside the helmet. Ready? Oh God! Oh, okay. Everybody's looking at me.
And this is on, this on, is all on, that. Come on, come on, come on, come on. This is all the audience is hearing.
Meanwhile, just in the helmet,
so loud.
Meanwhile, in the helmet. Come on! Come on! You! Whoa! Whoa! Here we go! Right! All right!
Wow.
Okay, so anyways, needless to say, Elon Musk, you're slipping, bud, because the French army is doing this via parade. Like, this isn't some sort of, this is borderline, we're mixed between Iron Man and Back to the Future right now.
That's Green Goblin is what that is.
Iron Man, Spider-Man, Back to the Future. That's where we're at right now. Elon, where you at? What are you doing? You just still making electrical cards for fun and putting Flappy Bird on the old computer screens and
putting cars in
Tesla.
Space.
What are we doing here? You know, yeah, you put a car in space. Cool. Got it. Heard chef. Got it dialed in there. No problem. What are you doing for our military? Because as far as I'm concerned, the French is winning. And that's not a world that I want to live in. No, thank you.
The French?
Ugh. We have guys on hovercrafts holding rifles. That's what we're seeing in France.
Brandon, imagine a platoon of those, like 30 of those guys. No way you can sneak up on anybody. They hear you from 2 miles away.
Can you imagine the chaos that would create?
They all have their red, blue 42 coming through. Just, all right, guys, so we're going to want to come in on this one. We're going to be very quiet. We're going to sneak around the back.
Definitely not a covert
op. The back of the building, and all the people inside the building hear is.
In no way is that ever. It's a shock value more than anything. Outside of that, you're just a dude on a very loud piece of equipment. Honestly, you don't have a lot of control on that either. So you're just kind of there.
He looked like he had control.
I mean, yeah, but like you just said, Caleb, one pop to the lower end of that thing, you're going to blow out one of the turbines there and you're done.
Hey, Brandon, can you hear you hear your own thoughts? With that?
Okay, all right.
Because I don't think I can hear my
new thoughts
thinking.
Here. I'll give it to them. This thing.
I love that they clap, too.
This thing gets...
I love that they clap.
Who are they trying to appease?
He can't hear you for sure. He can't hear your claps.
This thing gets it going. I'll give them that, 100%. But again, the concern that I have is that they brought this into a military parade. Yeah. So with it being brought into a military parade, Caleb, you have to only assume that it's going to be a military piece of equipment, right? So if we're only assuming it's a military piece of equipment, it has to be military purposes. Nothing involved with this is military purpose. There's nothing involved with it.
Let me tell you what I would have used this for.
Yeah.
This is one of the few applications I think this could have been helpful.
Okay.
You remember the spinning lady?
Yeah.
We could have saved that woman a lot of spinning, is what I said last time. I'm trying to get back in, Brandon.
Yeah. Anyway, I agree. I think this is originally, I think I said this at some point. Originally, I was threatened by the French army. And I was saying to Elon, my close friend.
Mr. Musk.
You gotta step it up. But at this point, I'm wondering... I think this is a disadvantage.
Yeah.
But again, they did this to themselves. They brought this into the Bastillon parade or something.
The French parade thing.
Yeah,
I don't know what it's called.
It was the French parade, but they had it all in regards to the military, and it bums me out that this is the best that they got.
You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see him with like a cape with the French flag on it. right. while he's flying. That could have been pretty sick.
That would have been something. But again, it all just kind of ties under that umbrella of this is what we've got in regards to military.
Captain French America.
Yeah. But again, what kind of advantage does this thing have? What sort of military advantage does this thing have?
If Canada had invented this, then the military would have been their last thought.
Yeah, this would have been fun.
Oh, we could get some maple syrup with this, eh?
For sport.
Yeah. Nothing it'd become else. Like Quidditch or something.
Yeah.
Some Harry Potter stuff. Different.
So, anyways, to the French, God bless you. Turn it down. I think that's what I gotta say.
Turn the volume down is what you should do.
I can't think of anything else. Turn it down. And then we'll talk. Elon, we'll get you on the podcast here next week, and we'll talk about what
kind of
fantastic ideas that you have moving forward. Did you know that he made that flamethrower that is purchasable by the public?
Yeah. It's not technically a flamethrower.
Why?
So it's called not a flamethrower.
Yeah, right.
It's not a flamethrower because, like, I don't remember. He had some legitimate facts behind it, but he's like, this is basically just like a torch is all it is. I'm like, it goes pretty far for a torch, bud.
I think that's one of the greatest things ever. He said the product is called not a flamethrower.
This is not a flamethrower. Yeah.
Which, dude, he gets a... The fact that this is like, he is kind of the Tony Stark of this era.
Yeah.
I feel like because he's getting away with, I mean, like not getting away in the sense that he should be put in jail. No, nothing like that. But like he'll make a retail item like a flamethrower and call it not a flamethrower.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And it's done.
And he sold them all.
And he does it.
He sold all of them.
All of his not flamethrowers. It's. Elon Musk, I'm so excited to get you on this episode, bud. Oh my gosh.
Speaking of friends of the podcast, I do want to shout out my good friend who I met at the cafe, Sean Mendez. It was his birthday a few days ago. Happy birthday, Sean.
Happy birthday, Sean.
I saw on the Twitter that you got a birthday kiss from Camila Cabello.
Ooh,
which everybody's
I don't know who that is.
That's the girl that was in my cafe with him who's also famous, I guess.
Wait, a kiss on the lips?
Yeah.
Holy moly. Are they married?
No, but I don't really understand because, listen, I'm just his good friend.
Sure.
But a lot of people are saying it's a fake relationship.
But like a kiss on the lips.
And a lot of people are saying that he might be gay.
Okay, so there's a lot of wires being crossed here.
And I guess because she's famous as well, maybe it's like a publicity thing.
Sure. We saw Jake Paul and his whole thing.
Yeah, with Tana Mongeau.
Yeah, God. What are they going
to
be doing?
Hey, congratulations to them, though.
Yeah, seriously, right.
Congratulations
right.
to Jake Paul and Jin Tana Mongeau.
The baby talk. Yeah, God bless them.
I didn't hear the baby talk.
Dude, I'm done with it. I'm done. I'm into real topics here, Caleb. I'm into real things here. I'm into Alinity not being banned off Twitch after throwing her cat across her shoulder.
She didn't throw the cat.
She threw her cat. Oh, my God.
She did give her cat. Just a little sip of vodka.
Caleb, are you going to look me here? Over here. Focus up. Right here. Into these pearly whites. Yeah. You're going to tell me right now. You saw that video. No, look at me.
The throwing
one? You look at me. You're going to tell me right now that she did not throw her cat. You're going to tell me right now. She did not throw her cat.
Yes. I think she picked the cat up.
And what'd she do?
Let me talk.
Okay, go ahead.
Why don't you look me in the eyes?
Here. I'm here for you. Full send. Here we go.
I think she picked the cat up and lifted it over her head and then dropped it.
Wouldn't that be nice?
From
Wouldn't
sitting height.
Wouldn't that be nice?
From sitting height. That's Wouldn't no more than 3 feet.
Okay, do we need to break this down into science and physics?
Samantha
she grabbed
watched it.
Said
you
cat.
You and Samantha watched it, and Samantha
she
and I both
the
agreed.
Cat, and she said, yeet!
She did not eat the cat.
And she pulled that thing all the way across.
Can you explain?
Listen, here's what it,
some
here's
people
what it,
don't know what we're talking about.
Okay. I'm sorry, guys.
Let's cool down for a second.
I'm sorry. I'm going to cool down here for a minute. I'm going to cool down.
Cool down. Take a breath. All right.
This stupid woman named Lindy on Twitch has not gotten banned after animal cruelty. And I'm cooled down now. I'm fine.
You're cool.
We're having a conversation.
Cucumber over here.
This woman, what she did when she was playing her precious Vizio games, she grabbed the cat that was walking across her desk.
Yeah.
Picked up said cat, mm-hmm. moved it behind her head. And this is the point of conversation.
Yes.
She either threw it or set it down behind her.
I agree with that. That is what we're debating.
That is what we're debating.
And she did not get banned on Twitch.com.
She did not. And that's the conversation.
Because there's some, I guess, some other streamers who have done similarly bad things or good things, depending on whether or not she dropped it or just set it down.
So there's literally the exact same footage of people who've gotten banned for doing the exact same thing. But Alindy has not.
And this is, correct me if I'm wrong, this is a man and woman thing. They're saying men get blocked.
There's a lot of favoritism here. Yeah. And I'm not going to necessarily say that this is a man or woman in this exact situation.
I'm not in this world. I'm asking
totally.
You.
Totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're the professional Twitch streamer.
I'm here. I got literally twitch.tv/bdollholly. I'm here to serve whatever you want to do. I'm happy to be here for you. I get nearly 6 to 10 viewers a week. I'm not bragging. That's just what it is. So anyways, there's a lot of conversation. There's so much conversation. And actually, this would be a fun conversation to dive into with you, Caleb, to maybe hear your thoughts.
I do want to go on the record and say I think throwing a cat would be wrong.
Good.
I do want to get that. I have a cat. I would not throw her.
Wouldn't throw it. So there's basically, there's a lot of conversation about this girl named Alindy. You can find her channel at twitch.tv/Alindy. You can go on there. You can write in her comments and say how she should be banned. Feel free. But this girl is questioned to be favored over all the other Twitch streamers because of the fact that she's a partner, meaning that she has a lot of other people viewing her.
Yeah, so he makes Twitch a lot of money.
Twitch a lot of money. And she is a female. So I say that because there's a lot of other male Twitch streamers.
Who are partnered?
They're equally partnered, but they will get banned. And, like, banned is a heavy term. People are expecting...
There's different levels.
Yeah, because it's like you can be banned for a day, you can be banned for 30 days or a few months or whatever. So there's a lot of different levels that involved with it. So there has been, like, Dr. Disrespect, for example.
He recorded someone's pee-pee.
Almost recorded someone's pee-pee, a.k.a. for those of you who don't know, he walked in... He didn't walk. He walked into the restroom and his camera guy followed him into a restroom
while they were live
public restroom while he was live streaming. So like he got banned for 30 days. Totally justified. A-OK. Yeah. Not an issue. But the question that comes into play is a lot of female streamers on Twitch aren't getting the same repercussions that male. You can type it on YouTube, male versus female Twitch streamer bans. And like you will find a lot of the exact same things happening. To male streamers that get him banned are not happening to female streamers getting banned. So anyways, Alindy, I am in complete confidence having owning two cats. I know that if I was to grab my cat in front of me, and this is again her little argument, it's like I'm not that strong to throw my cat to harm it. Okay, here's the thing, bud. I got two cats. I got one who's a chonk.
Big chonk.
Yeah, big and I got chunk. One who's not so much a chonk. No matter what happens, if I put this thing over my head like this, if I drop it right here behind my head, I'm not just going to drop it. Like, it's not going to be one swift motion in which I'm just like, okay, here's an easy droplet, right? Boom. No, you're throwing this cat. That's what's going to happen.
Let's say this.
Chonk or non-chonk. That's what's happening. I'm throwing the cat to get it out of my way.
You're a big, strong man.
I'm so strong.
You're a super strong guy.
Right.
Let's say your wife, Samantha, picks up Big Chonk.
Yep.
And goes like this. You think she would be able to yeet Big Chonk?
Yeah. Let me tell you this much.
You're delusional.
Oh, no. Okay. Actually, this is the exact opportunity
I want.
Hold on. I'm looking at Bailey. I'm looking at Caleb. You guys ever work out your traps?
Oh, I work.
Pull that thing up top?
Oh, I'm hecka strong.
You pull that weight up top, right? Yeah. Tell me that it's easier to drop something than to throw something behind your head.
Yes.
When you're working pump the brakes. You're telling me it'd be easier to do this, to slightly drop something behind your head.
Yeah.
Motion here. My neck is going down because I have to move my neck down to move my arms ahead above my head. Okay.
Okay.
To move it down, I have to move my arms above my head to go. That's not what she did. Hyper-visioned, hyper-focused on the screen in front of her. She said, yeet, move that thing, boom.
I guarantee.
Paper towel. Okay, no, but then that's something. Traps right here, right?
She was sitting.
Heat. Look at this. Watch what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm moving. I'm pretending like I'm working on my traps. Right here. Up top. Boom. Okay? You're telling me. You're going to tell me that it's easier to slowly drop an animal in a safe motion than it is to toss an animal.
I'm saying I don't think she had.
I'm not saying it's okay to toss an animal, but I'm saying it's going to be easier for you to drop an animal than it is to toss an animal in that motion.
I disagree, and here's why. She didn't have, is the right term, velocity maybe?
This.
Do you want to watch it again? What's that called? Should we watch it again? Yeah, I think you're right. Velocity.
Velocity. She didn't have the velocity or the energy in the initial pickup to the back to be able to launch the cat.
All right,
we're watching it right now. Here we go. Oh. All right, here we go. She's... Bro, she did not throw... I guarantee... Wouldn't you see the cat go? The cat disappears behind her. No. And listen, I don't watch Alinity. I only know her name. Brandon loves her.
I don't. I really don't. I swear to God, I don't.
So, let me just... Last thing. Last thought on this, okay?
Okay, okay.
Because you're getting heated. I'm getting heated.
I'm here for it. Bailey, also, real quick, what do you think about that? Do you think that was a toss or do you think that was a drop? A throw, he said. And that was, quote, a for surely a
that's
throw.
That's
because
you're both
throw.
Men. That's why I have a different opinion than you.
That's true.
All right. Brandon, we didn't get into this. Tell me, anything happened to you this week? Any stories?
I don't have too many novellas from this week. I'll be honest with you. Do you want to talk about the amount of people I saw sleeping on the road? Average, right? I did see a few heroin needles that I would assume.
I did too.
Are
I saw one today.
Needles. Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you. Saw a few of those. Kind of your average week, though. I don't know.
I saw something interesting. Okay. I'd like to give your thoughts on. I want you to get inside this guy's head, because to me, he looked like a normal guy. He looked like a hardworking guy.
Sure.
I was on BART, and this guy like got on. And he kind of like with his hand started wiping something off the seat, making sure it was clean, I guess. He didn't want to sit on something dirty.
Okay.
So with his hand, he wipes the seat a couple times. And then he goes and he licks his hand. And then he like really scrubs that something.
Yikes. Oof. Oof, oof, oof. Ooh. That's an oof.
So you might know better than me because I've never done that. Sure. I assume you have.
Yeah. You're good in assuming that. I haven't, though. Because that's gross.
Nasty, dude.
Yikes, yikes.
Disgusting.
Yikes. How'd you catch that?
I was watching him.
You just keep an eye. Do you like keep an eye out for those? Like,
well, I'm vigilant and I'm mean mugging if I'm out good. In my apartment or not at work.
There was one sweet, sweet moment I had where I was taking a BART back home with Samantha. And there was a guy that he was sitting across from us in the chairs. And on his, he had his phone out.
Yeah.
And on his phone was like a Craigslist ad for, sorry, Mom and Pastor Tim, sexual favors.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And it was a beautiful moment that I was actually able to capture. It was like one of those, like, I did it. I'm here. Like, I got one of those funny moments.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, the reason why I knew that was what was happening because he was sitting across from us is that he was like starting to fall asleep on the chair. And he had his phone kind of like laid out a little bit so you could see what was going on.
When I'm on a BART or something, I prefer something with a little more of a narrative. Call me crazy. Hey, I want something with a narrative.
I'm a nut. I'm a sick puppy.
Yeah,
I don't
call
know.
Me just, crazy.
Yeah, I like a nice audible book.
It'd be a podcast. Try something like that, bud.
But this guy had a mission. I don't know how it worked out for him. I hope to God something crossed his path in which he decided, I'm just going to take it easy tonight and go to sleep. I don't know. But it was a moment for sure. And I think, word to the wise, if you're out there doing public transit, keep your eyes peeled. See if you can get any good
There's always juicy stuff going on.
Always something.
Okay. We talked about this maybe last episode of the week or last episode or the one before. We talked about the new BART trains.
Yeah.
And how, they're so wonderful.
They're sweet treats.
They smell good.
They're better.
It's clean.
Yep.
I don't feel dirty on there. I sit.
Yeah.
No problem.
No problem.
On the seats.
Yep.
That everybody else sits on because they're so clean.
They're clean.
And I'm not scared of getting diseases when I'm there.
Yeah.
And so we kind of goofed and gaffed a little bit about like everybody on the train's happy too.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a joke. It's true.
No, it's a real thing.
Okay. The last two times I've been on one, okay, was there's like a, I got on and there's a group of people all talking, hanging out, having fun. And I assumed they were all grouped together.
Sure.
And then we got to a stop and a couple of them got off and they're like, hey, nice meeting you guys.
Oh my God.
Oh, they're making friends on the new BART trains.
Nice meeting
never
you.
Never do anybody talk. Does anybody talk on BART on the old ones?
Why would you? Steer clear.
You're afraid of breathing that air. I hold my breath.
You I should.
Turn purple.
I heard it from Jonah one time. Jonah Vocal, close friend of the podcast, goes to the.
He listens to every episode?
Every episode, every single episode.
No, he does not.
He said that someone had contracted hepatitis A, B, or C. I'm not totally
sure. Or all of them.
Or all of the above from a seat on the old
I have my flu shots and I'm still scared.
Yeah, that gets me nervous.
Yeah, I stand. I always stand.
So some days.
You have a lot more stops than I do.
Yeah,
I go from Mission, 16th and Mission, Civic Center, Powell, Montgomery. That's it.
That's
you have
you
a lot.
16th?
16th and Mission.
Well, I only have two more than you, but
still,
it's enough yours to are get long, me a little though. Nervous.
Those two are long.
And I genuinely am I'm hitting that BART around, you know, PM time. And there's always some fool that decides to hold the doors open. Always. Yeah. Like, if you hear the guy on the announcement, it's like, hey, guys, just so you know, we can't move this BART until someone moves out of the door. Yeah. Like a normal human being would. I always get those lucky boys.
So the new BART trains, though. I was on the other yesterday. Yesterday, I got a new BART train. I knew it was going to be a good day. And we get on there, and this guy is there with his bike. And he's like, "Where you guys from around here?" And we're like, "Oh, yeah, we moved here recently."
You said that?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking to him?
We're talking to him.
This is the conversation.
Conversation,
you had.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was like, "Yeah, we moved here recently." And he's like, "Oh, what part?" And I was like, "Oh, we're in the Mission District." And he's like, I'm a San Francisco native." And he's like, "People that are San Francisco natives like to say that, but really that means nothing. That just means our parents are from here."
Nice.
And I was like, yeah, you know, we started laughing about that. This lady sitting next to us chimes in.
Oh,
we're
gosh.
All having a good time.
Having a day.
I definitely had a couple drinks in him.
That's okay. It's okay.
But we had fun.
We had a good time, and you're going to walk away from that situation.
He got out, and he's like, hey, great talking to you guys.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. What a treat.
Yeah.
It's a different world,
it is.
Dude. I swear it's a different world, because everyone just walks under that. You walk under the same old nasty little old BART.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, keep your head down. Keep your headphones on. Don't talk to anyone. Don't make any eye contact. Just get to
and
where you need
what
to go
said,
and be
dude.
Done.
He said, he was talking to us and he's like, "Everybody, I like to." He was like, "I like to talk to people on the BART because everybody's kind of like scared. They're all
sure.
doing their own thing. They don't want to talk to people." But he's like, you know, you can make friends on BART. He's like, boyfriend, girlfriend, who knows? And then he was like, maybe you'll even get a job from talking to someone.
Dude,
and he's like. I was like, that's kind of true.
It's true. No.
Everybody takes public transportation. It's not just like in Vacaville. It's, I guess, I don't want to, like, lower people who don't make as much money.
Right. No, everyone takes public transit.
It's like if you don't have a car.
Dude, when I went to New York, I don't mean to brag, but I've gone to New York. When I went there.
Where?
New York. I went there, and our cousins live out there, and, like, aunts and uncles out there. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They do well for themselves for sure. But they were saying that, I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, it just maybe, like, depends on the stops you take that you'll be able to see some higher end, like, business people. But everyone takes it. It's not an option.
That's,
it's like,
so it's like, who knows
what you do?
You could be talking to someone who's like, oh, millions and millions of dollars.
Guys, Brad Leone,
yeah.
Claire from the Test Kitchen.
I know.
In New York City, they take public transit.
Yeah,
guys, they aren't getting a limousine to their homestead to take them to work. Public transit.
Yep,
it's there. It happens. Yep. And so I kid you not, whenever I am on BART, I'll take a look and see if people who wear them name tags and like any sort of like icon on their sweaters and all that kind of stuff. I'm just waiting for an opportunity to be like, hey, you work at Twitch? Because Caleb, I still want you to get me a job at Twitch.
Yep. Hey, Brandon, you don't want to work at Twitch. Okay?
Why is that?
Brandon, Twitch is not going to last.
You don't think so?
No.
What's going on?
I just think it's going downhill from now on.
Oof.
I think it's going to be, I'll say it right now. Mark this in your calendars, everybody.
August 10th.
August 10th, 2019. 2K20, the Y2K20
sure.
bug
yeah.
is coming soon. But mark this in your calendars. 2 years from now,
You think it's
Twitch is going to be nothing?
Whoa, that's some big talk. I'm saying
big talk.
From wait, why?
I've heard some stuff from the inside about how like they don't handle, they don't care really about their people.
Oh, I'll agree on that.
Let's say you got like a lot of views for a while, yeah, and then your numbers kind of dropped a sure little bit. They're quick to just drop you.
Yeah.
Listen, they don't respect their people. Also, there's like Ninja left, and yep, I think that we're going to see that way, way more.
So
Microsoft
agree
is doing their thing.
Microsoft is coming called in Mixer.
Mixer.
That's the conversation that people are having nowadays. Yeah. They're talking about Mixer. But here's the thing about it. Mixer, it's still just only Mixer with Ninja. It's not anything else.
I think it's going to change.
I think it will too. Here's why Twitch, if you're listening, which I'd be surprised if you weren't, Mr. Twitch, it'd be weird if you weren't. I would love to come on as an account manager.
Yeah.
Because I think the problem is, how many conversations did someone from Twitch have with Ninja before he went to Mixer? That's was someone actively saying like, I am Ninja's partner via Twitch?
I doubt it.
Probably not, right?
I doubt it.
You got guys like Tim, Shroud is the top subscriber on Twitch Alinity right now. Shroud is top subscriber. Dr. Disrespect, but close behind it. Nick Merck's close behind that. Tim the Tap Man, close behind that. Like, we got all these big boys. I want to know. There has to be. If there's not, Twitch, please, let me do this on the cheap. I want to be able to be that guy to just like
reach out.
How you doing?
What do you need?
Yeah, like what can we do?
Yeah,
as a company, what can we do to help you out? Like, what are we gonna do to help you out as a partner of this?
I think they have next to none of that,
dude. That's if they don't change, or if I'm not like seeing any of that happening. Listen, if a couple more of those big boys, Shroud, another guy that brings in like millions of dollars to nonprofits, if he goes to Mixer,
I think
I'll hold you to that.
You even look at YouTube, and you can say what you want. They've had a lot of issues over the years.
Yeah.
But they have some pretty good stuff like that in place for like big people. That it's like, if you're pretty big on YouTube, you have a guy that you can talk to.
Yeah.
And that's what Twitch needs.
That's huge.
And I kind of doubt they'll do it.
I don't know. Yeah, it seems weird. I agree, which is why it's kind of funny that you brought that up, because that was a conversation that I wanted to have in regards to Ninja moving to Mixer. Obviously, this is a podcast about, quote, nothing, where we talk about everything, quote, and quote. But nonetheless, Ninja, the top streamer on Twitch, moved to Mixer, which is a Microsoft bought streaming platform.
Exclusively
to Mixer. It's just kind of interesting to see the kind of how the waves go. And I think that there's us being inside of the, you are literally next door to Twitch.
Yeah.
And you have the opportunity to bump shoulders. Caleb, I want to start
right,
talking.
Right, I
tell you what, dude, there's one guy that came into my shop, and I'm like four blocks, five blocks, six blocks away from Twitch at this point. I'm far out. But there's one guy that came in that worked at Twitch because he had the sweater on. And I was like, he was like a engineer of some kind, and I was like, how did Ninja moving to Mixer affect you?
Asked him.
I did, yeah. Wow. Well, I talked to him. I was like, hey, what do you think about that? And he's like, hey, we're not surprised. Like, Microsoft needs to make big moves, and we're not surprised that happened, and that is what it is. But Caleb, please, anyone that you see with a badge on or a sweater, just be like, hey, question for you, what do you think about that? Does that affect you at all? Like, what is that? Like,
I'm not in that world, though, for the most
You don't
part.
Need to be.
Okay.
Because, like, you already know
making
the facts.
I'm making excuses. This is an oath to you right now.
Please.
A promise. I will do my best to reach out to these people as they come into my cafe.
Yeah.
Because it is only a block away.
I see them
all the time. I'll make an effort. For Scout's Honor.
Okay.
For you, Brandon.
Thank you.
I'm going to get you some connections.
Not for me.
Over
not,
in the
not, tw- I, listen, let's just do this for the sake of the content. For the podcast here. For the people.
For the kids.
For the kids. Right here for the youths. I'd be happy if you make a couple connections here with someone that is in regards to
best.
Any sort of account management. Happy to do it. I'm not going to do any sort of engineering. It's not going to happen for me. But
I believe in you.
Anyone like that. Great. But I just am curious. What's the culture feel like inside of Twitch now that they're the largest streamer that they had is gone?
And I don't have any facts to this, but I don't think Twitch knew about it until the video came out.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
It'd be interesting.
Because the way they responded was quick and kind of like harsh. The
a
way they
petty.
Like unpartnered him or whatever.
I heard that too. I also heard that was like, that's standard. But at the same
still,
time,
man,
I
don't know. Why would you just burn a bridge like that?
Yeah.
You shouldn't burn your bridges.
It's a weird one, dude. It's a weird one because I heard Ninja made $100 million off this contract.
So much money.
Holy moly.
However much money I have times so much.
That's how much he made.
Just give me a couple dollars,
Ninja. At the same time, maybe he does this contract and he, at the end of it, he can go back to Twitch and he'll make a lot of money. I don't know. It's a weird one. But anyways, talk to your people. See what we can
I think
get.
It'd be interesting to see people who get maybe like banned on Twitch, even temporarily. I can see them just jumping immediately over to Mixer. Because why
not? Absolutely.
Why not?
Because now there's a giant over on Mixer.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity for them to be like, hey, well, dude, I mean, okay, so let's think about this again. I don't mean to drag this out.
Yeah, we'll end here pretty soon.
We'll end real quick. So the way that the Twitch culture works, you have an opportunity to be hosted, quote, hosted by someone, which is basically if, let's say, Ninja has ended his stream for the day, he can go on to someone else's channel, some random person's channel, and host them so that anyone who is watching his stream will automatically be watching this other person's stream that he hosted, right? So on Twitch, you can do that. Same thing happens on Mixer. So on Twitch, there is a lot of people streaming Fortnite. And by a lot, I mean there's like thousands of channels of people streaming Fortnite. The opportunity is completely thin compared to what would happen on Mixer. I made this, oh guys, please, just trust me on this. Follow me on Twitter. It's amazing. B-Doll Hall. I think that's what it is. I don't remember anymore. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Because I made this one. When this news came out, guys, I made so many great little goofs on this one.
How many likes did you get?
So rough. Not enough. Nowhere near it. Maybe one or two, and that was it. But there was this whole, like, you know how in Dumb and Dumber when Jim Carrey was talking to his little love interest there at the end of the movie, and he was like, basically, he was like saying that he wanted to be with her, and she was like, there's like one out of a million chance. And Jim Carrey's response was, so you're saying there's a chance?
Exactly.
Okay. So I made this beautiful GIF about how Twitch, all the Fortnite streamers on Twitch are all saying that now. So you're saying there's a chance because the biggest Fortnite streamer just left, right?
Yeah.
So you go onto Twitch, and then I made this another beautiful GIF where Kramer was getting chased on the subway after he just made that big old nasty bet on the horses at the old little betting place. And the dude was chasing him down, and Kramer's face was all the Fortnite streamers on Mixer, and then the dude chasing him down was Mixer, Ninja, and he was chasing him down. Anyways, here's what I'm saying. There's a lot of interest on Mixer in regards to Fortnite now, and so you have guy like this random person that I've never heard of, probably would have never heard of, that got hosted by Ninja, this girl. She got hosted by Ninja after Ninja ended his stream on Mixer, and now she is popular.
Yeah.
She's relevant now because Ninja retweeted on Twitter and like it's a thing. So it's like there's a lot more opportunities for people to focus in on Mixer than there was on Twitter and kind of vice versa. So it's shifted the culture in regards to streaming a little bit. But all that to say, people who like get banned on Twitter or sorry, get banned on Twitch, why not just hop over to Mixer real quick because you have the opportunity.
That's the tough thing about Twitch and Mixer, I guess, is like there's not as much real estate as there would be on YouTube. Like YouTube, it's all because it's all about being live on Twitch.
Right.
So you can really only watch one thing at a time.
Yeah.
Where YouTube, it's like, I'll watch this video. Maybe I'll pause it, watch something else, pause, go make some lunch, come back, continue.
I was eating a turkey sandwich today as I watched Mr. Beast's new video that he posted today.
That's what I'm saying. But like on Twitch, it's like
it's
one
thing. It's a different thing. Yeah.
And I think maybe the value of the video isn't quite as important either in like, I would guess that there's not a whole lot of rewatch on any of those.
No, and like that's a weird thing too because they have the opportunity to like streamers have the opportunity to say like this is you can rerun episodes.
Yeah. I doubt people, I mean maybe the hardcore fans watch everything even if they're late, but like I doubt they watch it twice.
Right, yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Like get connected with a Twitch guy.
Okay,
I
got
you. Just talk about this. That'd be fun.
Oh, God. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the Express Boys Podcast.
It's going to be way less than an hour and 40 minutes. What do we got here?
1 hour 40. 1 hour 2 minutes.
So, Thank you so much for listening to the Espresso Boys podcast.
I already did that part.
You did that part. We love you.
Espresso Boy.
I'm your dad boy, Espresso Boy, Brandon Thomas Five Nolly. We love you so much.
We're taking applications for the bad boy. And
good luck.
Good luck to the French Army.